there's a certain way that journalism will automatically cover something. And there are some journalists who are really better than others. I mean, there's a, within journalism, there's a, you know, there's a range, but there's a certain way that that's going to get documented. And there's a certain way that all of these games that happened last year and every year, there's a certain way that posterity will document them. There's going to be a box score. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a game story. And I think what we try to do is do something really different and leave a different record. And so, like, if somebody, if this work were archived in one place, and it is in the book, but there's so much work beyond what we all cut, what you guys all cut down, it would, 50 years from now, it would leave a record that someone could have on, and I really believe on Durham, not just the ballpark, but based on the population of the games and just the way art will document something, it'll provide a glimpse, at least a glimpse, a different record of what was going on, not just in that ballpark, but at this place and this time, you know, 50 years later. You know, it could have been more subversive. I could see a criticism along those lines, you know, but I think the subversiveness that is in this project is subliminal. And I think what it is it's like looking at things that you ordinarily wouldn't see. So it's like there's a way that the culture is going to record something, and what these guys did was recorded in a really different way.